Step 1. Free yourself from unproductive parenting habits. Start your conscious parenting journey by understanding your unique parenting challenges. Remember, parenting is about you, not your child. If it were all about the child, it would be called childing. This perspective frees you from the impossible task of raising a perfect kid who is sporty, imaginative, intellectual, and sociable, while also giving them an ideal, always happy childhood. A child-centered approach can lead to micromanaging and controlling kids instead of connecting with them. It might be hard to admit, but you don't love your child unconditionally. You love them a lot, but it's often tied to control. When their actions don't match your expectations, like not getting A's in school or struggling to make friends, you become controlling. You might punish, withdraw, or micromanage. Recognizing your need to control can help you let go of it. Focus on meeting your child's needs instead of your own. Replace control with compassion and understanding. Next time your child doesn't meet your expectations and you feel the urge to control, ask yourself, why do I need to be right? Why do I feel threatened if my child doesn't follow my plan? Understand your child's emotions. Let your child feel sad when they're sad and angry when they're angry. Don't try to make tough situations seem better to shield them from any emotion other than happiness. A mindful parent also accepts their child's failures without trying to turn them into successes. Let go of goals like having a happy or successful child. Instead, focus on being present and experiencing moments with your child, whether they are good or bad. Welcome the present moment and the experiences you and your child share. Parents often categorize their children using labels like good or bad, easy or challenging, lazy or driven. These labels often reflect the parent's sense of accomplishment. For example, qualities such as calmness and obedience may lead parents to view their children as good, reinforcing their belief that they are successful parents. Conversely, traits like rebelliousness or adventurousness might label a child as bad, causing parents to feel inadequate. However, these labels can limit a child's freedom and self-expression. When parents push their children to conform to these labels, they may inadvertently restrict their choices and behaviors to meet their own emotional needs. Instead, a conscious approach involves supporting children in pursuing actions and behaviors that genuinely resonate with their own happiness and personal growth. Support your child's decision-making. Imagine your 9-year-old is a talented pianist but recently confessed they're not enjoying piano lessons anymore and wants to quit. Instead of urging them to persevere and improve, which focuses more on your desires than theirs, support their decision-making process. Show understanding. By saying, "I see you're not enjoying piano right now. Let's go to a few more lessons together and talk about how you feel each time. If you still want to quit, we can figure out what you'd prefer to do next." This approach empowers your child to trust their feelings and make choices that align with their happiness, rather than conforming to labels like good or hardworking. Step 2. Manage ego, eliminate triggers effectively. Every child is unique, but all children share one crucial need from the moment they are born: to be understood and accepted for who they truly are by their closest caregivers. Unfortunately, this can be challenging for parents. Why? Because often, our own parents couldn't meet this need for us, continuing a pattern through generations. As children, we quickly learn that our parents expect us to behave in certain ways that may not align with our true selves. To avoid disappointing them, we begin to conform, splitting ourselves into two parts: our inner child, true to our feelings, and our ego, the mask we wear to meet expectations. Ironically, while the ego aims to protect our true self, it often causes more problems than it solves by creating behaviors driven by fear or anger. Some damaging parenting behaviors. Some actions driven by your ego can hurt your relationship with your child, such as yelling, being overly self-critical, pulling away emotionally during tough times, and shutting down in challenging situations. How can you stop your ego from controlling you and your actions? Everyone has an ego, but it shows up differently in each person. Which of these four main types do you think describes your ego? The fighter uses anger to handle fear, lashing out to feel in control. The fixer immediately tackles any issue head-on because they can't handle feeling uneasy. They don't allow themselves or others to just sit with their emotions. The feigner builds a facade of success and confidence to mask their insecurities. They look for approval in everything external, jobs, possessions, rather than in themselves. The freezer avoids connecting with others to dodge emotional hurt. They escape from any conflict or discomfort by either physically or emotionally withdrawing from the situation. Your ego masks. Once you recognize the ego masks you use, ask yourself why you started relying on them. What experiences from your childhood made you feel the need to hide behind these masks? Continue this exploration by noticing what specific situations trigger your ego-driven reactions. For example, you might get upset repeatedly when your child doesn't listen to you. While a child not listening is common and not inherently bad, it could be touching a deeper wound for you, like feeling ignored by your own parents. This can cause your ego to react strongly. Don't let your personal issues cause outbursts at your child. They aren't to blame for your emotional scars. If your child accidentally sets off these scars, it's unfair to react with anger. Recognize how your ego reacts and work to overcome it. Picture your inner child as one part of you, and your ego as another. Then, bring in a third part, the inner parent. This part cares for and supports your inner child, helping to heal and soothe past hurts. By doing this, your inner child can let go of the defenses it built up over time. Step 3. Accept your child to foster natural connection and flow. Once you start healing yourself, you're ready for the tough yet fulfilling task of accepting and then bonding with your child. The aim of conscious parenting is straightforward: love and accept your child as they are, without conditions. This sounds simple, but it's actually very hard to do. Think about it: do you truly accept anyone in your life completely, including friends, family, or even yourself? For most, the answer is no. However, it is possible to develop this unconditional acceptance for your child after you've made progress in healing your own inner child, as described in the second stage of the process. Start by understanding who your child really is. Children generally fit into one of six broad categories. The anxious explorer reacts quickly to small changes in their environment due to high sensitivity. They imagine the worst outcomes and need a calm parent to balance their emotions. The hyperactive explorer is always moving and interacting with the world in their own way, often ignoring rules. Labeled as defiant or ADHD, they require a parent who appreciates their unique spirit rather than suppressing it. The overdoer tries hard to meet everyone's expectations, appearing perfect but often overwhelmed. They need a parent who nurtures rather than exploits their willingness to please. The dreamer recluse enjoys being in their own space, is dreamy and introverted, and may face bullying due to their unusual behavior. They thrive with a parent who respects their individuality instead of forcing conformity. The rebel nonconformist is bold and outspoken, resistant to control and quick to react to disrespect. They prosper with a parent who respects and supports their assertive nature. The easy breezy child is cheerful and relaxed, navigating life at their own pace. They need a parent who understands their laid-back approach and trusts their journey. Ways of parenting: presence over action. Parenting is more about being present than doing things. Whether your child is timid or defiant, focus on accepting their unique personality instead of trying to change it. Once you're able to just be there for your child, the next step is to truly connect with them. This can be tough because kids don't communicate like adults. To truly understand your child, you need to speak their language, which for young ones is often through unstructured play. Join them on the floor, whether they're hiding under the table or crawling like a snake. Avoid correcting them or turning playtime into a lesson. Engaging in their games on their terms is a powerful way to show you value their world of creativity and dreams, taking their imaginative play as seriously as they do. Connect with your child during challenging behavior. When your child's behavior is challenging, guiding them without using traditional punishments that focus on your ego is important. Here are three methods to consider. Start with negotiation. Many avoid negotiation because it seems difficult and time-consuming. It's easier for parents to simply say, "You can't get your ears pierced until high school," and that's it. However, sitting down with your child and finding a solution where both of you get some of what you want can be more time-consuming and frustrating. But approaching negotiation openly shows your child that you take their needs seriously and are willing to meet them as best you can. Effective techniques for managing challenging child behavior. When dealing with your child's challenging behavior, it's important to guide them without resorting to punishments driven by your own ego. Here are two effective strategies to try. Setting boundaries. When it comes to setting boundaries with your child, it's crucial to do so without using them to control or shut them out. Boundaries should protect everyone's well-being and promote loving interactions. For instance, instead of saying, you can't have more cookies because you're overweight, which can come across as controlling, set boundaries that prioritize communal health. A better approach might be, we won't keep chocolate chip cookies in the house because they're not healthy to eat. This way, you're focusing on overall well-being without singling out specific behaviors. Implementing consequences. When parenting, it's crucial to teach children that actions have consequences. However, it's best not to shield them from these outcomes. Many parents create artificial consequences to protect their children from facing the natural results of their behavior. For instance, if a child doesn't do their homework, they might lose screen time. Research shows that experiencing these natural repercussions is more effective in discouraging future poor behavior and decision-making. Imagine if your child faced these consequences directly. Discuss what might happen if they neglect their homework. Perhaps they'll face consequences from their teacher. Allowing children to experience these outcomes firsthand teaches valuable life lessons. When you accept your child for who they are and the choices they make, without imposing your own demands, you'll experience the true joy of conscious parenting. Congratulations on embarking on a journey that will strengthen your relationship with your child to its fullest potential. Key points 1. Adopt mindful parenting by shedding unproductive habits and ego-driven behaviors. 2. Focus on connecting with your child's emotions and supporting their unique qualities. 3. Avoid labeling and categorizing your child, promoting freedom of expression. 4. Support your child's decision-making process to nurture their happiness and growth. 5. Understand and manage your ego to build a deeper connection with your child. 6. Practice unconditional acceptance of your child's true self and individuality. 7. Engage in unstructured play to connect with your child and value their creativity.